How's everybody doing? Good, good. Good morning, or is it that time? Good afternoon. Good day for us. Looking forward to getting out and practicing again our specialty situations, our third down, our red zone. Always a telling tale in terms of how your team is going to do when you do well in those areas, third down, red zone, short yardage. So looking forward to a good practice today. The guys are dialed in and looking forward to going down and playing against a very good St. Louis football team.
Two of your biggest plays on Sunday were from rookies Harrison and Josh getting the big interceptions. Just how have you seen them develop through their first year in the league and really kind of try and put themselves in position to be making big plays late in the year rather than hitting a wall and kind of falling off?
Well, we're very pleased with that. You mentioned hitting the wall, and I think most rookies do go through that. I think that is a real phenomenon in terms of guys getting tired or getting disinterested, but both of those guys are coming along very well. Harrison has been playing consistent ball since day one and has never played like a rookie. And Josh is starting to play consistent football with the number of reps that he's getting. And we're pleased. We're pleased that both guys are making plays. We're pleased that both guys are not hurting you. And most rookies, when they do play, they hurt you. And ours are not there. They're actually helping us and contributing to us winning football games. It happens and you deal with it. But what we ask our guys to do is keep a routine so that when you don't feel maybe like studying or you don't feel like doing something, you stick with your routine in terms of the amount of work you do, your study habits, and when you get up, when you come to the complex, how you work, so that if something else comes along that tries to interrupt your schedule, you know that you need to stick to something. And if it works, guys, stick to it.
You ever give rookies like time out? Like you give the old guys time out?
Keep going. Keep going. You have to pay your dues to get that time off.
With Josh, too, in particular, he's been helpful with Chris being out, with AJ getting dinged up on Sunday, just to have a guy step in and not really miss a beat that way.
Yeah, and it's not just Josh. Everyone that's come in that's played, they've helped us win. We've plugged them in. The guys are tuned into their assignment, and we told them way back in camp that you never know when your number is going to come up, and you have to be ready. And to their credit, they have been.
Chris, how is he progressing with his speed, his technique, and you know where is he at right now in his recovery and comeback here?
As far as I can see, he practiced some yesterday, and he did a nice job. I know he said that he needs to get in game shape again, and you can't do that unless you're on the field. And he practiced yesterday, and he looked good. He put his hands on some balls and looked like Chris, the same old Chris that we saw when he got hurt. So I think he's coming along well.
Cast? What's the deal with the cast?
Not quite sure. You'd have to ask the trainers about that. I don't know.
Do you look at Sunday as a possibility for him?
No, he won't be available to come back. I think it's until next week.
How about AJ? How is he coming along from the concussion?
Doing fine. As far as I know, I think he's slated to practice today and looked good running around yesterday. So feel good about him coming back and playing well.
Now, coming up on a year ago this time when they played the Saints, I'm sure you saw the tape of that game and just what Breeze was able to do to the depleted secondary. I mean, when you looked at that, I mean, your history with defensive backs and secondaries, how overwhelming was that when you what you saw on the tape?
I don't remember the game, so I'll take it for your word for it. You know what? I've never worried about guys getting hurt because you can't control that. Guys are going to get hurt in the NFL, and I've always believed that the next guy comes in and if they're on the team, they pull their weight, and we expect guys to play well, and we don't change up what we do. And I've always believed that the next guy comes in, if he just does his job and not try to be the guy that he's replacing or coming in for, that should be good enough to win, and usually it is if they do their job. And that means if we eliminate or if they eliminate mistakes. And if they eliminate mistakes, it'll be more than adequate to win a football game.
Is Sunday some of the best pass rush that you've been able to put on recently, and just always being around Cutler and making him work for it?
I think so. And the guys did a great job of harassing him, getting to him, and the defensive line changed up their looks and changed up their rushes, and the outstanding job in terms of making sure that he was uncomfortable. We may not have always got to him and put hands on him, but he was uncomfortable, and that was a good thing for the coverage. And also, the coverage had something to do with that. We did a better job of covering, and the rush was able to get there.
These last three games shape up well for you guys in that, they're all on turf, and it seems like that's where especially your defensive line is at its best.
You know what? We'll play anywhere. We'll play outside. We'll play on grass. I think the guys, if you ask them, they'd play out in the street. I don't think the turf matters or the atmosphere. They just like playing football.
You had lost the possession battle previous games against Chicago and Green Bay by a wide margin. How big of a difference did it make to play with a lead finally, like you did Sunday?
It's the turnover battle. That's always important. The numbers go way up when you win the turnover battle, and especially when you score on defense. So it was good to play with the lead, and the offense did a great job of starting fast. And it's always good to play when you're up. And excellent. In one word, excellent.
What stands out about Bradford, particularly these clutch drives he's been having lately?
He's a poised quarterback. He's a very accurate quarterback, and he knows where to go with the football. And he seems like he has a very good command of their offense, even though it's the first year with the new coordinator, new team, maybe new system. But it doesn't look like he has any drop-off from what he's done in previous years. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.